Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
From the labs. August 14th, 2026.
7/10,000ths of a dollar. That is the number. $0.0007 to run one ERC A task on a 150 million parameter model and get nearly 30% of them right. That is the number we are discussing today. And if you have been watching the benchmark that ate 3 years of AI conversation, you know why it matters.
ART-AGI-1, the Abstraction and Reasoning Corpus, designed by Francois Cholet in 2019 to test something specific and uncomfortable. Not whether a model has memorized a lot of data, but whether it can acquire a new skill from a handful of examples it has never seen before. The benchmark gives you colored grids. Each task is a visual transformation specified by 3 or 4 demonstrations. Infer the rule, apply it to a new grid, get the exact output, no partial credit.
And the reason it became the benchmark everyone argues about is that it resisted. Year after year, large language models could not crack it efficiently. The ones that scored well cost a fortune per task. GPT 5.6 Luna scores 34%. But at 4 cents per task before OpenAI applied an 80% price cut in July, at scale you were spending real money. The narrative that emerged was, real reasoning is expensive. You either pay in compute or you accept low scores. The Pareto frontier said you cannot have both.
The paper we are reading today is called In-Context Learning with Recurrent Latent Reasoning, and the model it introduces is called BDH-CQ, a 150 million parameter system from Pathway Research. It reaches 29.5% pass at 2 on the public ARC AGI-1 evaluation at a computed cost of $0.0007 per task. That is 11 times cheaper than GPT 5.6 Luna, even after the 80% price cut. And by the figures on the ARC Prize leaderboard from earlier this summer, 57 times cheaper before that cut. This operating point does not sit on the frontier. It breaks through it. It breaks the rule that said you had to choose
150 million parameters. For context, GPT-2 had 1.5 billion. The models people run on laptops today are 7 billion. This is smaller than what most people have on their desktop, and it is beating frontier systems on a benchmark designed to resist exactly the things large models are good at.
So let us open the architecture, because the how is the story, and the how is genuinely strange. The architecture of silent reasoning. BDH-CQ is built on something called the Dragon Hatchling. BDH for short. The base architecture introduced by Pathway Research in 2025. Post-transformer, high-dimensional positive activations, low-rank communication, recurrent associative state. The paper describes it as brain-inspired but not brain-imitative, meaning it drew on principles from biology, local interaction, sparse activity, persistent state, without trying to replicate the biology itself. Think of it as learning what neurons got right without building a neuron.
And BDH already had a specific trick. The Pathway team previously used it for Sudoku, a system that iteratively refines a visual state until the puzzle constraints are satisfied. BDH-CQ extends that into something broader. It learns visual transformations from examples, then solves new ones through iterative latent computation. No optimization happens at inference time. No task-specific identifiers. No backward pass. It reads the demonstrations, and it thinks.
Here is what thinks means in this architecture. When a task arrives, the model does not see all the demonstrations at once. They arrive sequentially, and each one updates a recurrent memory state, call it S. Each new demonstration pair gets incorporated into S, and information available from later inputs depends on associations built up from earlier ones. When all demonstrations have been ingested, S holds a compressed record of what the task has shown it.
Then it looks at the query input. And here is where it diverges from every chain of thought model that has come before it. It does not write anything down. It does not generate tokens. It takes that query and encodes it using the memory S, producing an initial state in a structured high-dimensional latent workspace. Call it H. Then it runs H through a learned function. Again. Again. Some number of rounds. Then it decodes the answer. The intermediate reasoning states are never converted into language. They stay in the continuous space the entire time.
The paper calls this recurrent latent reasoning. The equations are clean. Encode the query into an initial H using the demonstration memory. Apply the update function repeatedly. Decode the answer from the final H, the key insight. And this is what makes it philosophically interesting as well as technically interesting. Is that everything between ingesting the context and producing the answer happens in a continuous high-dimensional space. The model never needs to project its thinking through a discrete vocabulary.
Which makes it, in a very literal sense, a model that reasons without language. Chain of thought was invented to give models a scratchpad. Token by token, you build a computation, this architecture says. What if the computation does not need to be linearized? What if you can hold multiple hypotheses in parallel in the latent space without ever committing any of them to words?
There is theory for why that helps, for directed graph reachability. Continuous thoughts can encode multiple search frontiers simultaneously and expand them in parallel. One continuous state can carry several active hypotheses in a way that serial token generation cannot. The scratchpad forces you to commit. The latent space does not.
And the paper cites neuroscience here, which is not something you see often in systems papers. There is evidence that human conceptual reasoning and language involve partly separate systems. People with severely impaired language production can still solve problems, navigate spaces, recognize patterns. The reasoning faculty and the language faculty are not the same thing. BDH-CQ is designed consistent with that.
The results. Let us look at what it actually achieves. The standard configuration produces up to 2 ranked candidates per task. That is the ArcAGI convention, pass at 2. The 150 million parameter configuration runs in approximately 0.85 H200 GPU seconds per task. At $3 per H200 hour, that gives the computed cost of $0.0007, 29.5% of the 400 task public evaluation set correct.
For context, HRM, one of the previous strong performers on ARC, costs $1.48 per task. TRM costs $1.76. Both require task-specific optimization at inference time. They run a backward pass on each puzzle before they can answer it. BDH-CQ does not. No backward pass. No optimization. Inference only. That is why it can be this cheap. You are not doing learning at inference time. You are doing computation.
The independent audit matters here. A black box evaluation was conducted by co-authors from Bielik and New York University. They reproduced the 29.5% score under a documented protocol without access to model weights. They evaluated the system without being told how it worked internally. The number held.
And the system is deterministic. Run the same input twice, you get byte-identical output. That is not how most frontier models work. Most frontier models have temperature and sampling baked in. This system returns identical outputs on repeated runs at either effort tier, which means the score is not a lucky draw, It is a stable property.
They also tested reasoning effort. Three tiers, low through median through high, corresponding to different numbers of latent reasoning iterations. More iterations cost more compute and yield higher accuracy. The interesting thing is how this is controllable, not by adjusting temperature or sampling parameters, but by literally running more rounds of silent latent computation. It is a different interface to the quality-cost trade-off. What it can and cannot do. The behavioral analysis is the most technically interesting part of the paper, and I want to give it its due. The team did not just report the leaderboard score, they ran Concept Arc. A version of the benchmark that organizes tasks into 16 families by concept, boundary propagation, copying, ordering, filling, spatial relations, containment. It lets you ask not just how well the model scores, but which operations it has actually learned.
And the profile is not uniform. Extend to boundary. 9 out of 10. Filled, not filled. 9 out of 10. Top bottom 2D. 9 out of 10. These are operations the model has bound cleanly. On the other end, copy scores 2 out of 10 on strict task accuracy. Order scores 2 out of 10. Both of those require consistency across all three test inputs of a task, not just getting some of them right.
But here's the detail that prevents you from concluding copy and order are simply broken. For copy, the model produces correct outputs for 19 out of 30 test pairs at pass at 2. 2 out of 10 strict tasks, but 19 out of 30 individual test inputs. It can often produce the right copy. It just cannot do it reliably for every input in the same task. The rule is being inferred, partially and inconsistently applied.
The paper calls this within task consistency, and they measured it directly. 52 out of 160 Concept Arc tasks have one or two correct test inputs but are not solved as tasks. The gap between pair accuracy and strict task accuracy is a direct measurement of how often induction is incomplete. You solved this grid. You solved this grid. You stumbled on the third one. That is a different failure mode than not understanding the operation at all.
They also ran controlled generalization experiments, freeze the model, generate fresh tasks, vary exactly one dimension at a time, propagation distance from 1 to 8, number of copies from 1 to 4, sorting sequence length from 2 to 8, nesting depth from 1 to 5. The results are sharp.
Propagation, 48 out of 48 at every distance tested, all the way out to 8. No ceiling found. Copying, same story. Perfect generalization as copies multiply. The model has these operations cleanly.
Ordering, nearly saturated through 5 objects, then it falls. 29 out of 36 at 6, 8 out of 24 at 7, 1 out of 24 at 8. At length 8, most outputs have the wrong dimensions entirely. The model is not making one wrong comparison, it is constructing the wrong structure.
Nesting, nearly saturated through 4 levels of containment, falls to 29 out of 36 at depth 5. But the failure looks completely different from ordering failure. All depth 5 outputs have the correct dimensions. Mean cell accuracy exceeds 99.9%. The model almost always produces the right grid shape, with one containment decision wrong somewhere. Not construction failure. Localized relational error.
And the key intervention, when you give the model a demonstration at the test complexity. One example at depth 5, when the test is depth 5. Nesting failures drop from 19 out of 24 correct to 24 out of 24. The cliff disappears. The model was not incapable of depth 5 nesting. It was failing to extrapolate that far from shallower demonstrations. Bring the evidence up to the test level and the capability is there.
That is a specific and meaningful result. The limitation is not in the architecture's ability to execute the operation. It is in how far the in-context learning step extrapolates without direct support, which tells you exactly where to push next. Show it harder examples during inference. Cover the gap in training.
Context and origins. Let us spend a moment on where this comes from, because the provenance is interesting, Pathway Research is the team behind this, and they are best known for building Pathway, a stream processing framework for real-time data pipelines. Not obviously an AI research powerhouse, but they introduced the Dragon Hatchling architecture last year, and the BDH Sudoku solver before this paper. The Sudoku work used BDH layers to iteratively refine a visual state until the puzzle constraints were satisfied. BDH-CQ extends that same idea into open-ended visual reasoning from demonstrations.
John Turowski is on this paper. He spent years at Google Brain working on speech recognition and sequence modeling. This is not a paper from the usual suspects of the ArcAGI leaderboard. It is a team with a specific architectural obsession. Recurrent, brain-inspired, efficient. Who have been developing it for several years and decided Arc was the right place to prove it.
The training data mixture is disclosed even if the recipe is not. They use the ARC AGI-1 training set, RE-ARC, Concept Arc, ARC Heavy, ArcGen 100K, plus privately curated examples and augmentations. The exact training procedure is proprietary, but the paper is explicit about what is and is not being shared. That is more transparent than most comparable papers.
The GitHub repository is ArcTaskGen. Under PathwayCom, it is not the model weights. Those remain proprietary. But it is the task generation tooling they used for training and evaluation. The experimental infrastructure for building ARC-like data is now public. For researchers who want to study this class of problem, that is real.
And the Outlook section of the paper contains a line worth sitting with. They ran scaling law experiments from 1 billion to 600 billion parameters during BDH pre-training. Transformer-like scaling laws hold throughout that range. They believe the architecture scales to 1 trillion parameters with tensor sharding inherited from the base design. Early experiments confirm the latent reasoning capabilities carry through scale.
So, the 150 million parameter number is not the claim. It is the proof of concept. The claim is, this architecture can be cheaply demonstrated at small scale and then scaled. The Pareto break at 150 million is the headline. The trillion parameter version is the argument.
What it points at.
There is a conceptual edge to this paper I want to name directly. Chain of thought was supposed to be how models reason. Generate intermediate tokens. Build up the computation. Verify your work. It became the dominant paradigm because it worked. Larger models with longer traces thought better thoughts. The scratchpad became the mind.
But the scratchpad has costs. Every intermediate state must be serialized through a discrete vocabulary, emitted token by token, consumed again before the next computation can continue. Reasoning traces have grown, and so have token consumption, latency, and inference cost. And because it is a language model, the thought is constrained to things that can be said in language.
BDH-CQ does not think in words. It thinks in vectors, high-dimensional continuous state that can hold multiple hypotheses simultaneously without committing to language. This is consistent. And the paper cites this directly. With evidence that human conceptual reasoning and language rely on partly distinct systems. The model is designed around a real distinction, not just a performance trick.
What it points toward, and the paper is explicit about this, is a hybrid future. BDH layers support language modeling as well as latent reasoning. Future systems could do both, reason continuously in the latent space, then surface language when communication, verification, or tool use requires it, not chain of thought as the primary substrate, but chain of thought as one output mode among others.
The cost number is the proof of concept. If silent reasoning costs 7/10,000ths of a cent per task and reaches 30% on ArcAGI-1 today, with a 150 million parameter model, before scaling, before longer training, before the trillion parameter version. Then the efficiency argument holds. The question ArcAGI was supposed to settle was whether cost and reasoning score were fundamentally coupled. This paper says they are not.
And the next benchmark is already named, ARC-AGI-2. The team says so plainly, the diagnostics from this paper, the output construction failures at ordering length 8, the extrapolation cliff in nesting, the composition limits, become the development agenda, fix those, scale the model, target the harder benchmark.
150 million parameters, 7/10,000ths of a cent. 29.5% on the benchmark that was supposed to require human-level reasoning to crack. Whether the trillion-parameter version delivers what the theory promises, that is the next test. For now, the architecture is on the board. The audit confirmed the number, and the Pareto frontier moved.
The paper is in context learning with recurrent latent reasoning, BDHCQ pathway research, ARCSIV 2608. .09888.
From the labs.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find daily tech feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.